you, Chairman. I want to begin by thanking you, congratulating you for your outstanding work together with your team. The meeting has been very productive and has enabled us to exchange points of view on multiple elements of substance, and some of which we have managed to make progress in terms of bringing positions closer together. With respect, in that regard, I'd like to take advantage of the end of this meeting to give you some of my some brief final impressions on the work carried out this week. We think that the presentation to this GGE of numerous working papers at the previous session and at this session by the various delegations has been extremely helpful. We think that together with our discussions held during this meeting, they could serve as a basis for a document that the chair could submit soon with a view to our deliberations in the May meeting. Moreover, we would like to urge the chair to consider the possibility of also having a roadmap that would allow us to see a more definite horizon. As to substance, we have appreciated a gradual convergence of positions based on a two-tier approach. In that regard, as the Philippines, Argentina, and others said, it would be important to continue working on the understanding of that concept, in particular with regards to elements that would be included under each of the pillars of prohibitions and regulations, as well as to its nature. Prohibiting these weapons, we believe, should not be based solely on the declaration of specific elements that would allow us to eliminate the risk of non-compliance with IHL, which undoubtedly are essential. Rather, it should be based more broadly on ensuring meaningful human control, which more broadly mitigates the additional ethical and moral concerns about the use of such weapons. As to regulations, the risks posed by those weapons requires certainty as to compliance with the norms that we would be negotiating. Therefore, we congratulate Costa Rica for their initiative just 2 weeks ago, in which, for the first time, more than 30 states in our region came out emphatically in favor of negotiating an internationally LBI for the prohibition and regulation of the autonomy of such weapons. This chimes with the presentation at this forum of a draft Protocol 6 by a number of countries from various regions in this forum. Of course, as we've already said in previous occasions, this document's not perfect, and we are continuing to fine-tune it with the many valuable elements presented by delegations during this meeting. Nevertheless, it does demonstrate a convergence towards a possible instrument. Finally, we reiterate to you our support for your chairmanship and our commitment to this group and to the whole process, which urgently requires us to achieve tangible results. I thank you.